Don't you just love fall in Minnesota? The leaves are changing colors, the kids are back in school, and the apples are ready for picking. So, what do apples and insurance have in common? Well, my friends at the Canopy Group said, when it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. But they don't do that, and here's why. They believe their clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why they only offer their clients combined single limit coverage. It is the best. Most captive carriers only offer split limit coverage. This type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claim time. This doesn't sound good to the Canopy Group, and they know it doesn't sound good to you. At the Canopy Group, they're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apples-to-apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, call 800-967-3389 or thecanopygroup.com.
Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
There it is again.
God, there's nothing there, Crisco.
No, it is. I don't know what it is, but I'm wearing a hat, and I take the hat off, and there's something still on the right side of my eye. Like, I don't know. You looked.
I've examined your face to see if there's like a rogue hair.
Something.
Or an eye, like your eyebrow, like or maybe some, you know, sometimes your eyelash can get funky and pointed like the wrong direction. I get what you're saying, but there's literally nothing there. And now you're starting to seem a little nuts.
No, I can see it every time I turn. It's right. It's like it's hanging off the hat. And I looked at the hat. There's nothing on the hat. I'm losing my mind.
I believe you are.
Sorry. No, I mean, I literally feel like I'm losing my mind.
I mean, is there something just over like, maybe it's Wouldn't the
that
sun
be funny
shining in?
If it was just a string hanging in the middle of the air, it's like, oh,
like
there it is.
Like a spider web.
Oh my gosh. Maybe in another life I was murdered by a spider.
I knew it.
A spider. I just saw it again.
Oh my God.
Jeez. I'm telling you. It's like, what is it? What is it? I don't, Des, I'm losing my mind.
I know.
I can't stop looking at it. It's going to drive me nuts all day long.
I'm sorry. And there's nothing there. I don't see a thing. I thought I'd find some big, long, weird hair that you forgot to take care of. Forgot to manscape. Stop it. Now your look is stopping. Oh
I can't.
Gosh.
I can't. And now I look and I see like a white film go over my eye when I turn right. Oh, God. That's so weird. I can't even deal with it. Okay.
Focus. You got this.
There it is again.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is again. I can't focus.
Maybe just close your eyes.
With this lock.
Get a little pirate, a little patch.
Little patch. Okay. I'm gonna hold up a paper to my eye.
God, this is riveting of this podcast.
It is riveting. If somebody else has this, this is something I need to know about. Crisco at KS95.com.
Do you think you're dying again?
No, that's you. Everything you have is some form of some sickness.
Well, that could be very well. Your eye could be sick.
I have had 6 surgeries in my eyes. Please don't talk about them being sick. Okay. Well, anyway, Ryan is going to be back tomorrow. So the podcast will be back to normal. We'll actually be doing full podcast because it's hard to do it with 2 people. It really is, Des.
It's hard.
It's hard to talk for an entire day and then be like, so Des, what else have we talked about that we didn't already talk about with you?
You again?
Hey there. But you had some pretty... Oh, there it is again.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Maybe
you had
just
something,
a light flashing.
It might be. You had something go on at your house this weekend?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Taylor is not super happy. You know, Dusty's still in the wheelchair, but she had, like, some of the neighbor girls were over.
No, not allowed. If you're in a wheelchair, I mean, that's a tough thing. If you're healing up, no time for friends. If you're in a, you know.
She has to go to school. Why would there be no time for friends?
Friends are at school, but then you bring them over, and now you got to drag her around in a wheelchair.
They drag her around in a wheelchair. It's delightful. Or now she has been just, like, army crawling it. She just like pulls herself around. Oh. So she's getting creative. She can even slither up the stairs.
Only 5 more weeks of that.
Yeah, only 5. Yay. Oh. Anyways, so the girls were watching a movie and Dusty, one of them wanted the shades open. It was a beautiful day. So one of the girls went to pull open our shades that Taylor put up a couple months ago and ripped the entire bar that's holding the shades off the wall. And I don't know if they tripped. Like, I don't know what it just, all I know is that one of the girls comes out and says, uh-oh, something happened. And I'm like, no. So yeah, our shades are just ripped off one side of the wall.
Oh, that's so.
You need to stop.
I can't.
With your eye.
I think I got it.
I got it.
No,
pulling out random hairs.
I got it. No, I got it. I'm not even kidding you. Do you see it on my thumb?
I do, and it's gross.
It is gross.
Please put your hair away.
I can't help it. I worked hard to find that little guy. Anyway, that does suck. Mm. And it, how hard did they pull?
I don't know. I mean, probably Taylor did it. So it's not, I don't know. And they're very delicate. It's not
you're
like
saying that Taylor probably didn't put it up very sturdily?
Well, I don't think you're ever supposed to be yanking on the shades.
No, but it shouldn't rip out of the wall.
I guarantee, though, it was maybe
so he
tripped.
Didn't anchor it in there? Or do you think that they...
I think she probably tripped and grabbed it or something. I couldn't have just been an open.
Kids are rough, though. So if it was oh my gosh, and they went to go pull it, even to pull it sideways, they pull and then went down, that could pull it down, but it shouldn't come down. I mean, what is she, a He-Hulk? I mean, good Lord.
She's strong.
I guess she is. And then Dusty's probably sitting there in her wheelchair going,
uh-oh,
you're in trouble. You are in so much trouble. Mom, it wasn't me. Oh, that's too bad. I was always the kid breaking stuff.
I could see that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it happened a lot. I would go over to my friend John's house, and it happened all the time.
Where from Germany?
Yes, I didn't want to say Germany because I get flack. He's not even from Germany anymore.
But he was.
He lived in Germany, moved to Japan, moved back to Germany. Now he's in Vegas. See, you didn't ask the whole story. You just want to make fun of the fact that I've only traveled to Germany.
And you just don't have that many friends that you're talking about.
I don't even know what to say to you. I'm your only friend in this room right now.
Yeah, you are.
And you just, you know.
Ryan, come back.
Now you're back. Anyway. I always broke stuff at his mom's house. I'd break, we put, something through a wall.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, we smacked it really hard, and it went right through the wall. Huge hole in the wall. That was a tough one to explain. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would be.
Yeah, no, it was hard to get over.
I walked through the screen at my aunt and uncle's house and ruined that. And the person my aunt was married to at the time, he was not happy.
No. He was mean. So they're not married together anymore. No, God, they're not. Whew, yeah, that would be tough to come back from. Whoopsies. It's always the worst when they get mad.
Flying through, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
And it doesn't matter how sorry you are. They're like, grrr, and they just keep getting more and more upset. Well, whatever. I had the unfortunate pleasure of possibly going to the Gopher game this weekend. I was all ready to go. I was set tailgate, and then they ended up losing to Bowling Green, which really, really stunk. But I was never happier to help my sister. My sister needed help with her car. My mom was going to do it, but she's real pokey. She takes it was 27 minutes to go get Roman in St. Paul, get him to his job, and then get back.
And then come to find out he didn't start that day.
And then I get him there. But that was the worst part. So I drive all the way to St. Paul. I drive to St. Paul. Then I drive to his job, which is about 10 more minutes away.
Okay.
Get back to my house because I'm looking for jumper cables. Don't have jumper cables, have to go to the store, buy more. So I have these jumper cables in hand, and my brother said, well, do you want another little treat? Roman doesn't start till next week, and he's ready to be picked up. This was within 25 minutes. So then I have to go back to get him, head back to my sister's house, jump the car, but they're two different types of Equinoxes because she got the same damn car I have. So it's a different model or different year. So they're different spots for the jumper cables. Okay. And somebody who doesn't know anything about cars, me, was trying to figure that out. I'm like, what? Why is it different?
Where's the battery?
Why? I knew where the battery was, but it was the negative. I couldn't find the negative. I'm like, somebody help me. I finally found it on YouTube, and it was fine. So I got that, jumped the car. She brings it up. We have them. Go ahead, and you're fitting them in for a nice, quick, you know, battery change. No problem. We get all the way back to my house in Roseville, and she gets a phone call. It's ready.
Oh, my gosh. And this meanwhile, you're supposed to be tailgating and at a game.
Yes. And so then I'm watching the game at home for a little bit for the 5 minutes we were there before I had to go drop her off again. And we get there. We're doing our thing, and I'm watching the game, and I'm like, oh, this reminds me a lot of the last time we got upset big time. I'm like, they're not playing well. Nobody's doing it. The crowd's like, woo.
Oh, hey. And it's homecoming.
And then it was minute by minute by minute. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to lose. And then they threw the interception at the end of the game. And I'm like, oh my God, we lost. We just lost to Bowling Green.
I just learned about Bowling Green last week.
Yeah, Freddie and Frida. Yeah. Those Falcons are pesky.
Those Falcons.
I know. I believe me. How do you think I felt? Goldie the Gopher's never been more upset.
Oh, was he crying?
He was.
Oh. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan, the After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download Pod MN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcasts like ours, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards, entertainment, some cool experiences. It's Pod MN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.